Good afternoon, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Are you fearful that better health seems out of your reach, regardless of how hard you try or whatever you do? Are you afraid of suffering with heart disease or diabetes, or lingering with stroke or cancer? Or do you avoid thinking about these things because you'll just try to make the best of it, whatever happens? Are you limited by joint pains or finding that you can't run from your headaches? Maybe you're hesitant to try something new because you're afraid that what you'll do is wrong. Or maybe because you'd better be right or nothing will ever help. Regardless of what might be happening with your health problems, these next few minutes could be the answer to your prayers. Unless, of course, you are convinced that your doctors have done everything possible. Or if you've already decided to have surgery, but you're waiting till you worsen further. But if you hold out any hope at all, then you should know that we see desperate people every day. People skeptical about whether anything we can do can make a difference in their lives. And sure enough, many of them are pleasantly surprised. Maybe you could be one of them. After all, the only thing you have to lose is your discomfort, your fear, your worry, maybe even your anger that no one has really listened to you or that no one has been able to help you. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I practiced for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Now, drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing, but you need for repair, and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on, and then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices, practical preventive medicine updates to help you reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives, and practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs or surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed, and if what we offer doesn't apply to you right now, then please share this life-saving information with family or friends who do need to know. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Here we have an interesting quote from Jim Rohn, who says, "Failure is not a single cataclysmic event. You don't fail overnight. Instead, failure is a few errors in judgment repeated every day." You don't fail overnight. Now, that, of course, means that we're not talking about catastrophes like accidents and such. We're talking about the gradual erosion of our well-being. Whatever the failure that we're talking about how we go downhill. And that's a very interesting perspective that we repeat them all day after day. Several of our listeners have called asking me to explain the yeast syndrome. Now, obviously, they're referring to Bantam's book, published in 1986, a million-copy bestseller called The Yeast Syndrome, that I wrote back then, and still have the joy of making folks see how they can feel so much better by following that program. Here's some examples. DP of Livingston says, "For 10 years, I've had one upper respiratory infection after the other, usually at 3 to 6 week intervals. It was getting to the point that I couldn't even lead a normal life, and people thought I was faking all the sickness. Since I started the yeast program in December of 1989, I have not had one single upper respiratory infection. I'm looking forward to swimming with my 7-year-old son for the first time in 2 years this summer." And what about the comments offered by SS from Fort Worth, who says, "When I came to Dr. Trowbridge in 1990, I was finishing up my 17th flu of the year. I also suffered with recurrent bladder infections and felt lethargic, had gained a lot of weight and felt as if I were someone else, couldn't concentrate, was fed up with my regular doctors. I knew I was sick and really wanted to be myself again. It's now January 1991, and I feel great, have lots of energy, have lost 16 pounds by eating lots of the right foods, and I've only been sick two times since 1989. It's great. How about M.W. of Kingwood, who says quite simply, I'd been troubled by vaginal infections for a long time and had finally, in desperation, come to see Dr. Trowbridge. We hear that so many times. People come sort of as a last resort. Happily, they actually do come instead of giving up hope. M.W. continues, within 1 month, I felt much better and have not been bothered by infections in 6 months. In addition, I feel much better, have more energy, and a more positive outlook, thanks to Dr. Trowbridge and his methods. And, of course, the methods that we're talking about are treatment for the yeast syndrome. So let's get down to the issues. How does the yeast syndrome make you sick? Well, there's a common germ called Candida albicans. It sounds like Canada, not like Candide. It's Candida albicans that normally grows harmlessly on your skin, just like pesky weeds grow on your lawn. Now, weeds are merely a nuisance when they overgrow. But when your immune defenses get weak and yeasts overgrow inside you, they can be very harmful. Now, yeasts abnormally growing inside your gut and other body areas can produce a poison called candidotoxin that travels through your 60,000 miles of blood vessels to interfere with vital processes in your 1,000 trillion body cells. Now, vitamins and minerals are lost, hormones and enzymes are blocked, and as your defenses weaken further, you continue to worsen with more illness problems, hopping onto what we call the medical merry-go-round, seeing one specialist after another until you finally get proper treatment for the yeast syndrome. Now, you should rightfully ask, have these body effects from the yeast syndrome really been proven? And the answer is absolutely yes. Thousands of articles and reports in the medical journals, not just in the United States, but around the world, have shown serious problems in every body system as a result of yeast toxin effects or direct yeast invasion, actual growth. Now, you should also ask, can you ever really get well if you suffer from the yeast syndrome? And for almost everyone, the answer is absolutely yes. Controlling the overgrowth of yeast is usually easy, safe, and reasonably inexpensive. However, the treatment program must be continued for many months or even years until your body has recovered enough to be able to defend itself in the future. You can begin to feel better, much better, in just a few weeks on a proper treatment program. But remember, here's the deal. We're not treating the yeast. Squashing yeast is pretty simple. In fact, there's all these drugs that you see advertised on TV now, you know, just ask your doctor. Because you can get a prescription that kills all the yeast. In fact, I've said to patients for years, we can sterilize your body, absolutely have no yeast growing in 72 hours. But 3 days later, you'll be back growing yeast again because the underlying problem is your defense system and your metabolism balance, which is what's required to keep you healthy from the yeast. We're not treating the yeast. We're treating the problems that have resulted from lots of different things in life, and including from having the yeast itself damaging you. And that's what's got to be repaired in order for you to keep the yeast at bay. Now, what kind of problems are we talking about? Well, the yeast syndrome is associated with fatigue and allergies and headaches, stress and anxiety, depression, excess weight, joint aches and pains, indigestion, how about heartburn and bloating, constipation or diarrhea, or colitis or irritable bowel symptoms, PMS and menstrual difficulties, frequent colds and other infections, how about psoriasis and skin rashes, acne and asthma, congestion and coughs, lowered sex drive, recurrent vaginitis, concentration or memory problems, MS, multiple sclerosis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and other hard-to-treat illnesses. And the reason that we get affected by yeast causing all of these different kinds of problems or contributing to them is as simple as A, B, C, D. A for antibiotics, which kill the good bacteria in your large gut, as well as the bad ones that are causing infections. B for birth control pills, which change hormone patterns. C for cortisone, which changes hormone patterns and defenses. And D, which is a deplorable diet. That's talking about the overloads of sugars and starches and fats and processed and cooked foods. And each of these factors encourages an internal imbalanced growth of yeast inside your gut and other body areas, And interestingly, each of these came into widespread use only in the 1950s, the ABCD. And we'll be talking more about that in just a minute. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy with the winds of change blowing. Are you acting more like an ostrich, burying your head in the sand because you don't feel able to deal with your health problems? Then your tail feathers will be getting wet when partly cloudy skies change to rain. Perhaps you're clucking around, kind of happy that a new medication has you feeling better, but not realizing that those fancy patches and band-aids might not be the best for you. If you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling pretty good, or maybe you're afraid or unsure, then cloudy to very stormy skies are on your horizon. Or just maybe you're ready to make changes and to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for your free telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Now, so often people think of yeast problems as commonly a woman's problem, but that's not true. And indeed, although it seems to affect more women than men in the developed adult areas now, we find that children are about equally affected. So there's a number of reasons why those things have gotten a woman's connotation, but what happens is that then men failing to find the right doctoring don't get better with their problems as well. So to help illustrate this, we've asked our patient Mike Pogson of Cypress, Texas, to help join us, and he's been a guest of ours before, talking about his low back treatment, a different technology, but was kind enough to come back to talk further about the yeast syndrome. Welcome this afternoon, Mike. Glad you could join us.
Thanks, Dr. T. Glad to be back.
Well, I do appreciate that so much. It is an imposition on your time, and we really do appreciate it when you're willing to be open and share. So tell us when you first came. This, we're talking 20 years ago.
It's been quite a while.
Been quite a while. And, yeah. And one of the reasons to have you on is to show that people can get better and stay better. So
absolutely true. I mean, you were just talking about the stormy and cloudy days. Well, I went through a few of those a long time ago, but
a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
Well, actually, I'll just tell you a little bit about what I was suffering from before I started seeing you. I had a big bout with abdominal pain was the number one issue that I had. I would wake up some mornings and just double over in pain because it was so bad. And my mom, she'd say, oh, we got to take you to the emergency room. And I was, you know, at the hospital three different times in 3 years, about 15 different doctors. And, boy, I was suffering like crazy, and nobody could figure out what was wrong. I also had a lot of fatigue and psoriasis. I had a lot of skin problems ever since I was a kid. And the last thing I had was kind of strange, for lack of a better word, I call them the sleepies that kind of form on your eyelids. I would literally have to pick those off every morning for just years. And it's just, I just couldn't figure out for the life of me what was causing all these things. And I'd go to these different doctors and they'd say, well, you know, maybe it's ulcers, or, you know, maybe it's irritable bowel syndrome. And they'd want to take my gallbladder out. And I'm like, geez, you know, the good Lord only put one of those in me. I really don't think that I want to do that. So I kind of, you know, just was really frustrated. And I know, you know, there's a lot of listeners out there that are suffering and going through a lot of this. And that's one of the reasons I'm glad to kind of share my story today, because it'll definitely help a lot of people. One thing that happened to me too, and this kind of opened up my eyes, I had a real bad reaction to one of the medications the last time I was in the hospital. And I was just like, man, I was having muscle spasms and my tongue blew up about 20 times the normal size. I said, that's enough of this stuff. And luckily enough for me, I by chance had a friend of mine that came by talking to my parents and was telling, they were telling them, you know, how I was feeling. And he started talking about this book, The Yeast Connection. And of course, you probably have told your listeners about The Yeast Connection by Dr. William Crook.
Oh, you know, I haven't said that, but you know, he was one of the great buds who taught me about yeast. And he was in the process of putting his book together when he was actually teaching me. My book came out 3 years later, The Yeast Syndrome, and together they are a dynamite way of understanding what's going on with this.
Exactly. I mean, it's unbelievable. Again, I first read The Yeast Connection, of course, before going to you, and that kind of led me going to you. They have a test inside there, and you take it. If you score real high, then your chances are probably good.
Yeah, you flunk it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I flunked it bad. And, you know, again, I was hurting so bad and just, you know, looking for an answer of what was causing all these problems, and I was about to give up. And again, I know there's a lot of people out there that do the same thing and just say, well, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm suffering, but I don't know what to do, and my regular doctor tells me this, and it helps for a little while, but it doesn't really help for a long time. And I went through all that. So finally, I actually ended up writing Dr. Crook. And his nurse was nice enough to call me back and said, sorry, well, we're booked up for like the next 5 months, but there's a doctor in Humble and there's a doctor in Richardson, Texas. I'm like, well, Humble's a lot closer. So that sounds pretty good. So, and that was you, Dr. T. And so I started going to you. This was in 1984, so it has been 20 years. And the thing that I noticed the most, which I was, you know, really happy about, the atmosphere was great. The people there were great. But aside from that, you know, I started seeing results, which was amazing for me because I'd been to all these different doctors and, you know, again, they masked me over, you know, with the different short-term medications, the Tagamets and all this stuff. But I never got long-lasting results. And I kept seeing all these things and, again, you know, just disappointed in what I was seeing. But when I went to you, you know, you explained the different, what was called the MEVI diet, which is, again, I guess I'll explain that. Some of the listeners might not know, but MEVI stands for fresh meats, for the M, E is for eggs, the V is for fresh vegetables, and the Y is for plain yogurt. And that's kind of the diet that I started out on. I'm sure most of the patients start out on when they have the bad yeast problem. And what happened for me was when you put me on that, I started seeing different results, which was amazing. My sleepies that I always woke up with in the morning, they disappeared like within a week. And my dried out feet and my psoriasis got better. And my abdominal pain started to go away. And I was just like, you know, and of course the fatigue, I got a lot of energy back. And I was just like, whoa, this has got to be, you know, the way to go.
And it was the way to go, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it just got better and better from there.
You know, I look at the history documents that I have here on you, and this was 2 years before we published The Yeast Syndrome. You were the kind of patient that we were looking to get the experience in order to really get the big picture and put it in writing. And you had a history of a lot of strep throats with a lot of antibiotics, a lot of sore throats as a child, just like me.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how people get sick because doctors, in doing the right thing for that infection, are actually setting the stage for the later problems. That was the ABCD I was telling our listeners about earlier, antibiotics,
right.
Birth control pills, cortisone, and deplorable diet. And the first thing we did was change your diet.
Yeah.
And it started working.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't have a problem with the B, so.
The birth control pills?
That wasn't mine. But I did, have a lot of problems with strep throat as a kid. I'd have it like every few years. I probably had about six times. And the neat thing about it, the last time I had it was 1983, which was the last, you know, about the year before I started seeing you. So I haven't had it in 20 years. So it makes sense that something must be going right.
Something is working very, very right for you. And tell us more about the psoriasis getting better.
Well, I had real bad psoriasis build up on my scalp, and you know, I just had skin problems ever since I was a kid. And you know, when I started on the MEVI diet, you know, I noticed within a week that it was just clearing up and just so much better. And also my dried out feet. I never had real bad athlete's feet or anything, but they were just constantly dried out. And I noticed right away, and I noticed, you know, to this day, if I, you know, if I sneak a little piece of pizza or have too much ice cream or something, my feet will start to dry a little bit, and I'll go, uh-oh, I better get back on the diet.
Back on the balance. Mike, we're going to join you right back again shortly for more of your story. It's now about 20 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? If so, you need the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Blind studies have found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and other disorders. And here's the good news. Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. Call this toll-free number now. That's 1-866-465-8892. 1-866-465-8892. Hey, 2 days coming up on the 9th, a very special celebration, Mother's Day. What a wonderful opportunity to just share family. Next week is Nursing Home Week, and this show gives you ways you can stay out of nursing homes except to visit. And this is Older Americans Month now in May. Older Americans Month, a tribute to those who've lived long enough on the planet. May's birthstone is the emerald, and the flower is both the lily of the valley and the hawthorn. And we're in the midst of the sign of Taurus, for whatever that's worth, from April 20th through May 20th. And this is a very special Teacher Appreciation Month. Our blast from the past, our Burma Shave signs. She put a bullet through his hat, but he's had closer shaves than that. Burma Shave. I love those red signs. I grew up with them, and I know several of our listeners did, too. So we're back with Michael Pogson sharing with us his story from a long time ago. And, you know, we say a long time ago, but like you say, is if you kind of get out of balance again, this is one of your tendencies, is to develop imbalances where yeast exploits you. And so many people don't realize they, too, are in that situation. And that's how they steadily get sicker and called it, oh, well, I'm just getting older. It's not the case, is it?
Nope, not at all. And really a lot of it that you learn and what I've learned from you over the years and just, you know, the reading and stuff, it's educating yourself and learning to eat better. I mean, nutrition is just such a key. You know, I know if I get, you know, like I said, you know, my feet dry out a little bit again or I get a little bit of a sore throat, I know that, you know, I shouldn't have eaten that piece of bread or, you know, whatever it was that I had. And I got to go back to eating the healthier stuff that I usually try to eat.
Now, when you eat that healthier stuff, you get the rewards, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm big on eating a lot of fruit. Now, of course, and you might want to explain that in a minute, but but some fruits at the very beginning, of course, since they have the sugars, you know, that does spread the yeast, so you kind of have to, you know, cut down on those and then gradually add them. But, you know, I'm big on fruits and in the mornings and vegetables, you know, later on in the day and snacking on vegetables.
Well, you know, the whole point of it is getting your body to heal so that you can tolerate stuff you couldn't tolerate before. We actually change your fundamental health on the inside at the cellular level where you really work, and you get the results. You get the benefits.
Oh, and it's tremendous. And now, you know, since I have my kids, I've got 1-5 and 1-3, you know, I want to pass that on to them because, you know, I don't want them to have to go through a lot of the things that I had to suffer with. And I know, you know, and you've helped me with this, you know, going to the schools. This is another topic for another day with the immunization.
Oh, thing, yes. You know. I just had a wonderful conference on that. And increasingly, that's a major concern. You know, there is a relationship between mercury and yeast. Did I talk with you about that?
I think a little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Let me share a little bit more with you on that, because I'm sure our other listeners will be interested. Mercury comes primarily through fish and fillings, or maybe fillings and fish, in that order, depending on how you eat. But we give it to our younger kids in something called thimerosal in the vaccinations that they get. And that mercury, when it's converted to methyl mercury or ethyl mercury in our body, becomes intensely destructive to major cell systems, including the nervous system cells. And so we've got incredible data that continues to point to the vaccinations as a possible contributor to autism. And that's because of the mercury in the vaccinations. And indeed, that as people get older and sicker, get these dementias and such, that mercury has damaged the brain cells, the nervous cells in your brain, as well as immune system damage, because the brain cells and the immune system are very similar in the way they, quote, remember things. They see things and they keep a memory of them so they can react in the future. And as then you get your immune system in trouble, you become much more approachable by yeast. You're kind of a much more likely target. And so that lowers your resistance and increases the likelihood that the yeast syndrome becomes a real problem for you. So just that little thumbnail sketch that watching these sources where you don't expect you're getting in trouble can be extremely important for your future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, there's, again, it all goes back to educating yourself.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Things.
Yeah. And isn't that a frustration that we actually have to educate ourselves on our health? But actually, who cares more about your health than you?
Well, you have to. I mean, these days you have to look out for yourself and read and find out all the information that you can so you can be well educated on it.
Exactly.
Because, they'll say immunize your little Texan, but, you know, we just go along with that and we don't sometimes realize, you know, some of the side effects that we could have later on down the road.
Isn't that true? And isn't that frustrating? Let's get back to the thing you came to see me for, those bad belly pains. Lots of doctors, lots of tests, hospitalizations. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a lot of fun. Went through three times the upper and lower GI series. We know how everyone loves that with the drinking of the barium.
Right.
So, and I still remember you used to always kid me when I came in the first couple of times if I wanted to go through all those tests again. I was like, no, I think three times was enough for me.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, but it again, it was just, you know, very frustrating, and I know there's a lot of listeners out there that have gone through a lot of suffering and a lot of pain, and there is hope. You know, there's definitely hope to get yourself better and just get yourself on a good program like this.
And it can help take away so many different problems. That's the fun part.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, I really believe that, and you probably agree too, that in some way everyone suffers from this. It's just, it gets to more of a degree in some people like myself before you finally realize it and are able to do something about it.
Exactly. Well, the part that we don't recognize so readily is that, you know, there are three great kingdoms. There's the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom, and then there's a third one called the fungus kingdom.
Yeah.
And yeast are in the fungus kingdom, and that kingdom is responsible for digesting the other two. And when you walk through the forest, you see the mushrooms and the yeast and such growing on the dead and dying trees.
Right. And I was just going to say, and that's the things that I learned. Don't, you know, you got to stay away sometimes from the raisins and the mushrooms and the other different things that are going to make that yeast spread.
Just spread real fast. That's right. And unfortunately, you know, some people actually never get back to being able to eat some of the foods that they would like to all the time. But indeed, it is possible for people to have a complete recovery. And then what you have to do is be smart. Stay away from the way you got sick again. You know, limit your use of antibiotics and limit your use of cortisone, which is available over the counter now. And, you know, watch the ways that you treat the various things that you've got so that there are thorough, complete treatments, not just Band-Aids on them.
Exactly. I mean, you know, nobody likes, you know, having just short-term results like I had to go through so many times. And I know a lot of my problems were caused probably by the antibiotics I had to take for the strep throat, the penicillin.
Absolutely, just like mine.
Yep.
Now, we have talked about the fact that this is a treatment program and stuff like that. Share with our listeners, you know, was it hard to stay on? Was it an uncomfortable thing? Was it difficult for you?
The worst thing I ever went through. Oh, no.
Thanks.
No, that was the upper and lower GI. I keep forgetting. No, actually, you know, again, it's not that it's hard. It's just that it's a change in your lifestyle. But when you know, weigh the options of which one's better, going through this pain and suffering again or changing it and just tweaking it a little bit. All you do really is you just, again, educate yourself and tweak your diet a little bit and learn what you should stay away from.
Exactly. And that indeed then is educating yourself for your own future well-being.
Absolutely.
How important does it get to have a program that you can use to direct your own future life? And that's great because you can share it with your kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and exactly like I was saying before, that's what I'm doing now. And of course, you know, it's so funny now. I see all these, you know, pharmaceutical commercials on TV, and I just have to laugh, Dr. T. I mean, it's so amusing to me. And if you listen closely or look at, you know, the small writing on the bottom, it's the side effects. Side effects may include death. Okay.
Oh,
don't think I want this.
No, it's not on my happy list.
Yeah.
Michael Pogson, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and sharing your story and letting our listeners kind of get a glimpse into how you get from here to healthy. We really do appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome anytime, Dr. T, and I hope I can definitely help some people out there.
Oh, you definitely have. God bless you. Have a great day and a wonderful week.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. It's now about 30 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. So we have two jokes for you today. The first one from Robert Orban. A graduation ceremony is an event where the commencement speaker tells thousands of students dressed in identical caps and gowns that individuality is the key to success. Think about that for a while. How about the police who recently busted a man selling a secret formula in tablets that he claimed gave eternal youth? When going through their files, they noticed it was the fifth time that he was caught for committing the same criminal medical fraud. He'd been earlier arrested in 1794, 1856, 1928, and 1983. Oh well. Remember, 2 days from now, Mother's Day, just in case you weren't listening to me earlier, that's where the phone calls and the wonderful dinners happen. Express your love and your appreciation. Yesterday was National Day of Prayer. You probably missed it. A lot of us do. But maybe every day should be our day of prayer, giving thanks for living in the most wonderful time in the most wonderful country with the most wonderful opportunities ever made available to humankind. Make every day your day of prayer. How about on the 7th, the Beatles released their last single as a group in 1970. What an awesome event. The Long and Winding Road was their last single as a group some 24 years ago. 34 years ago. My gosh, time flies when you're having fun. Let's get straight to the question. What are you waiting for? Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Perhaps angry at not feeling better or threatened with pain or limitations? How about fearful about your future? Can you trust that you'll find the answers, the ones you need right now? You'd better take this responsibility seriously. You've got to find the answer somehow, and you'd better be right because your survival might be in the balance. So listen to what I have to offer. Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with a great variety of frustrating illnesses. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, heart disease, even after surgery, and especially congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, hypoglycemia and diabetes, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementias, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis and chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, hormone problems, thyroid, sexual performance, PMS, menopause, even manopause. And the list goes on and on because health deals with basic body processes, not just squashing particular symptoms. Now, you could feel better than you ever expected. I've lectured on these topics for over 20 years. I've written books and medical papers to share how to make healing happen. The leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. In my 25 years of practice, I found that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems, starting now. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they're seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. Correcting what is causing one problem might improve several other problems that frustrate, worry, or anger you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about. That's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health in Humble. Call for a free consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge. Invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Friday afternoons from 1 till 2. Now, let's talk more about the yeast syndrome. We started talking about the Bantam book, The Yeast Syndrome, from 1986, a million copy bestseller. And so many people wrongly think this is a woman's disease. You know, go get fixed, go see the gynecologist. But that's not true. The yeast syndrome involves a generalized yeast infection. The result is a series of chronic disorders affecting the nine body systems, the digestive, the nervous system, cardiovascular and lymphatic system, respiratory system, reproductive, the urinary and endocrine and musculoskeletal systems. These are all involved. Now, they're not all infected, and that's so important that you get that, because so many doctors say, well, you can't be infected in all those places. That's not true. It doesn't happen. And they're right. It doesn't. It's not that infection that's the problem. It's the organism that causes the yeast syndrome, a yeast commonly called Candida albicans, and it produces a toxin, a poison that interferes with the metabolism in your body. Now, metabolism is what you do when you do what you do inside, the whole ball of wax. And the yeast syndrome manifests itself with symptoms throughout the body. They can even vary over time in one person. They can vary in kind and severity among people, but it's an epidemic. It presently affects over 80 million American men, women, and children. And that number rises constantly because of the way that we get affected. Candida albicans is a yeast growth that's present in and on most of us all the time. It's normally controlled by our immune defenses and by the bacterial flora present in and on the body. Now, bacterial flora just means the regular bugs that are supposed to grow on us and help protect us. They both grow on the skin and inside the sinuses and the lungs and inside the gut. These are just friendly, helpful bacteria that tend to do good things for us, not bad. But unfortunately, we get exposed to infections. We get antibiotics. They kill the good bugs as well as the bad. And when those ecological changes take place internally, in other words, when we change the healthful bacteria and they tend to decrease in numbers and the immune response is depressed, then yeast begins to grow inside your body, especially in the colon, your large intestine. Now, these yeast colonies in your gut release the powerful chemicals or toxins that we've talked about, the Candida toxin. Now, there's dozens of those now that have been demonstrated, and they are absorbed into your bloodstream, and they can cause a widely varying number of symptoms all over your body, such as severe menstrual cramps and PMS or premenstrual syndrome in women, fatigue and lethargy, chronic diarrhea or constipation. How about bladder irritation and infection? So many women come in who have bladder irritation, and they don't have infections. You culture the urine, they're perfectly fine, but they have that gnawing sensation that something isn't right, because it isn't. What about asthma and migraine, headaches and depression and skin eruptions and many other difficulties in both men and women? The localized areas of yeast overgrowth cause other recurrent infections such as yeast vaginitis and oral thrush, even gum infections, diaper rash, and everybody knows about, you know, jock itch and athlete's foot and so on. But these often herald the start of deeper seated, more dangerous inner infections, as in your gut, and a myriad of symptoms and signs are the yeast-related human disorders collectively referred to. You might have heard it as candidiasis or more simply the yeast syndrome. Now, this isn't a new disease. 50 years ago, doctors identified yeast as a frequent cause of infections in the vagina, the mouth, the throat, and in the gut. And now it's well known to affect almost all body parts and organs and tissues and cells. And research physicians suspect it as a common complication in acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS, a contributor to early death in many forms of cancer and a source of infertility, a mischief maker in other medical tragedies such as MS and myasthenia gravis and even schizophrenia and arthritis. We're talking about something that is relevant to how we get sick in this life. It's now about 40 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. So today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. He who heeds discipline shows the way to life, but whoever ignores correction leads others astray. And, you know, Mike Pogson, who joined us earlier this afternoon, was talking about exercising that discipline, about really staying fit with the decisions and choices that you have to make in order to regain your health and maintain your health. And that's so important to realize that that shows you the way. Now, when we talk about the yeast syndrome, you know, it's real important to understand that this yeast, this candida, is a fungus organism. It's similar to a germ that ordinarily lives by eating dead tissue rather than living matter. And, of course, the dead tissue that it eats is the skin that we're sloughing off. The yeast that grows in the forest, the mushrooms and such that are growing on the piles of dead leaves and such, those are other fungus organisms that are extracting the final bit of life energy out of dead tissue. Large quantities of antibiotics in steaks and chops and other meats, as well as those that are prescribed for the treatment of bacterial infections, tend to turn such a simple organism, Candida albicans, into a pathogen. Now, often doctors will get a report of a stool test or something when they're looking for problems with chronic diarrhea or other problems in the gut, and it'll say yeast was present. But that's normal, and we always find yeast in our gut, on our skin. That's the normal situation. But a pathogen is something that can thrive on living tissue in the body and is capable of causing serious infection or other disease. Now, cortisone or birth control pills, other hormones, can create hormonal imbalances in the body. And again, in those situations, the yeast syndrome can begin slowly at first and then move with exposure to many medications and other environmental toxins or poisons and such. And as the body's resistance has been lowered, the yeast grows more and more abundantly. This can happen through nutritional deficiency or infection, or some debilitating agent in the environment, even just the stress in our lives. Eating goods that are high in mold or yeast content, such as bread or brewer's yeast, beer and wines and other alcohol drinks, cheeses and mushrooms, and having a diet with excess refined or simple sugars, carbohydrates, such as sweets and cookies, chips and pastas, and other junk foods, can precipitate yeast growth. So what started as a controlled and really innocuous, not mattering very much kind of involvement with yeast becomes more and more of a problem because the increasing number of yeast antigens and toxins overwhelm the immune system inside you, and your immunity, your cell defenses, your body defenses drop. Now remember, an antigen is any substance that the body regards as foreign or potentially dangerous, and indeed we keep seeing more and more of these in our environment thanks to our lifestyle, but especially if we're growing something, percolating them inside. And in severely ill patients, rarely blood poisoning with yeast may occur, possibly leading to death. Happily, our doctors are trained, and very few times does that sneak by. Candida albicans is a very complex fungus organism, a yeast. It releases a minimum of 79 known chemical substances against which the human body creates an identifiable response, an antibody response. That's our immune system defending us. Each candida strain has about 35 or more major antigens. So as each one is growing inside our gut, we're getting exposed to these foreign things all the time. And Candida albicans is just one of at least 81 identifiable strains. Different strains can colonize in the same person at different life stages. And remember, we're talking about the yeast syndrome. We're talking not about this fancy yeast thing that I'm giving you more information on. We're talking about fatigue and allergies and headaches and stress and anxiety, depression, excess weight and joint aches and pains, indigestion, heartburn, bloating and constipation and diarrhea, colitis and irritable bowel problems, and PMS and menstrual difficulties, and frequent colds and other infections, psoriasis, as Mike was sharing with us, and skin rashes, and acne, and asthma, and congestion, and coughs, and a lowered sex drive and recurrent vaginitis and concentration or memory problems and multiple sclerosis or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis and other hard-to-treat diseases. We're talking about how we get sick in this modern era. And we'll be back with more about that. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. For your better health, let's pause briefly for this important message from one of our sponsors, Magnetico. Would you like to sleep soundly and feel better, have extra energy? Dr. Dean Bonley wrestled with these problems and came up with his wonderful invention, the Magnetico Sleep Pad. Scientific blind studies found that the Magnetico Sleep Pad helps people who suffer from pain, fibromyalgia, angina, fatigue, and pain from diabetic neuropathy. Sleep pad owners report relief from arthritis pain, back problems, migraines, high blood pressure, and many other diseases and disorders. Now, you may think that the Magnetico Sleep Pad is too good to be true. And Dr. Bonley wants you to be completely satisfied. So Magnetico offers you a 6-month satisfaction guarantee. That's right, 6-month satisfaction guarantee. So start feeling good again. For more information on the Magnetico Sleep Pad, please call this toll-free number now. That's 1-866-465-8892. That's 1-866-465-8892. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gary Cooper, 1901, what a wonderful actor, and Johnny Unitas, quarterback for the Baltimore Colts for so many years and winning seasons, born 1933. Yesterday, the 6th, Sigmund Freud was born in 1856, what a nutcase. And Willie Mays, 1931, Baseball Hall of Famer, what a giant in the sports field. Tomorrow, the 8th, entertainer Ricky Nelson, 1940, Don Rickles, 1926, and another entertainer, Harry Truman, Harry S. Truman, President of the United States, born 1884. And today, a special happy birthday greeting to a very special friend of mine. She knows who she is. Have a great one. Now, as we talk about the yeast syndrome, the question comes, really, why do doctors treat yeast so lightly? No pun intended, but establishment-trained physicians often misdiagnose the yeast syndrome, and candidiasis, as it's sometimes called, is any number of separate illnesses. They don't realize that all the symptoms might be part of one complex or one disease, if you will. These conventional practicing physicians, that's the medical mainstream, they're trained to treat individual symptoms rather than seeing the whole person as a package with interrelated problems, and that was the reason that holistic medicine came about as a specialty field. But you see, conventional doctors stick to the old traditions in medicine, and thus are at odds with pioneer-type physicians who utilize the newer complementary medical approaches of diagnosis and treatment. Now, what that really means is, it's not a condemnation so much of medical practice today, but you're always down on what you're not up on. And if they're not up on this, then they don't think this really matters, that this really is real. So to summarize this complex issue, the worlds of politics and financial profit appear to many once again to stand in the way of the public's health and well-being, but pioneer physicians, including those who treat people with environmental illness and such, are treated like unwelcome stepchildren, while the large pharmaceutical companies and laboratories continue to prosper. Food companies go on preserving and tampering with the food supply, and agricultural scientists go on playing God with their genetic altering and engineering of various fruits and vegetables. Considering these things and all the chemicals and toxins that we ingest knowingly or unknowingly in prepared foods and from our atmosphere, from our water, do you doubt that our safe water supply, we would have another serious environmental illness to cope with? I mean, when you look at all this, we're getting exposed everywhere we turn. And this is another thing that the general public seldom hears anything about is our food and our water supply. Now, when we talk about yeast, let's talk about treatment for a moment. We have a simple slogan. It's called Don't Stay Sick. The letters in DON'T, D-O-N-T, give you a simple way to recall the steps along the way in your treatment program for the yeast syndrome. D stands for dietary changes to help rebuild your system and reduce yeast overgrowth. And that was what Mike talked about as providing him the very first and obvious improvement with what was going on in his life. Dietary changes. The O in Don't Stay Sick stands for over-the-counter type nutritional supplements, general ones that help reduce yeast overgrowth and strengthen body defenses. A good example would be the acidophilus, the good bacteria that are supposed to grow in your gut, or even more complicated bowel-gut replacement formulas. Also, over-the-counter nutritional supplements like garlic, which is very anti-yeast and very good for your health. So don't stay sick, D-O-N. The N stands for nutritional supplements that specifically counter the effects of the yeast toxin or help with your specific problems. In other words, a personalized treatment program with the things that you need to rebuild your body. And T in don't stay sick, the T stands for treatment with medications. It's the final step in the process, not the first step, because what we do with the medications is use them to hold down the yeast so that we can build up your body. And as we hold this down, we can be very, very successful in getting you better. Now, when we talk about getting you better, we're talking about real results. And we're talking about not just results with what you have that you're coming in with, but other things that you've stopped mentioning to doctors. Stuff that you've stopped talking about because, number one, they looked at you funny. Or, number two, they wrote you a prescription for some other medication for joint pains or for depression or anxiety or whatever, and you just didn't get better. Well, they didn't address the underlying cause, and that's what we're looking for with the yeast syndrome. Now, does everyone have the yeast syndrome? Well, no, they don't, but so many people do. And so often the yeast syndrome is interacting with other viruses like Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus and contributing to things like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and other hard-to-treat and hard-to-understand illnesses, that it's definitely worth your while to look for these. Some people say, what about a support group for the victims of the yeast syndrome? Well, we've asked this question often of new patients, and we've been asked by new patients since they've heard about support groups for so many different diseases and problems. But you know, the three times in our career that we've tried to start these, we've been unable to get our patients to form such a group. From the best that we can see, hardly anyone stays sick long enough after starting a treatment program for the yeast syndrome, so that once they're feeling better, they don't want to sit around each week talking about how bad they used to feel and listening to others who are still saying the same thing. Our hope for you is to have the same rewarding experience so that you won't need a support group, and that's why we urge you to follow our advice closely and completely. What about RH and from Huntsville, who said, my fatigue has improved and I actually have energy to do something other than work. I also lost 10 pounds in the last 3 weeks. And JP in Houston, who says, in the last 6 weeks, my energy level is higher. I sleep well, and I'm able to exercise like I enjoy. Friends who'd not seen me in 6 months could not believe how well I looked thanks to treatment for the yeast syndrome. How about BT in Houston, who says, since my last visit, my headaches, bloating, and most of my PMS symptoms have decreased markedly. Before my last period, I had no weight gain, no tension or moodiness or cramps. Generally, I feel much healthier than before. RJ in Houston says, my problems with dizziness and blurred vision have improved greatly since being on the anti-yeast program. I'm also making progress on my allergies and sinusitis. And HM from Navasota says, I feel very happy and have a feeling of well-being. I have not had PMS or a lack of concentration. Thanks for being here. GM in Houston says, I'm so pleased I have stopped falling asleep at the wheel. My concentration has definitely improved. My energy level is also up. I no longer think I'm going insane. You know, it's so sad that patients actually think they're the problem when actually they're just in the throes of a problem. R.A. from Dayton said, until now, I had not realized how bad I had been feeling. Only after 3 weeks, I have lost 6 pounds and about 3 pant sizes. I do not have the muscle aches and pains that I was having, nor the headaches. My fatigue does not rule my life any longer. It is really great to be able to get up in the morning and look forward to life and not have the depression that I've been experiencing. When my family and friends see me now, they really comment on how good I'm looking. They cannot believe how I have slimmed down in only 3 weeks, and I can say my attitude is better. My husband said he's getting the girl back that he married before. And PK in Kingwood said, before I came to Dr. Trowbridge, I'd seen other physicians who didn't help me. I was always tired, had headaches, and nauseated 24 hours a day. With Dr. Trowbridge's treatment for the yeast syndrome, I'm well on my way to being a healthy person again and getting back the zest for my life. Successes like these are within your reach. It's what we do. It's what we love to do. BP in Houston said, I suffered with a rash over approximately 20% of my body beginning in January 1990. The itching was severe, and visits to skin specialists and MDs were made, but medications prescribed did not cure the rash. After about 2 months treatment for the yeast syndrome, the rash was completely cured. And TH in Pasadena shares with us, ever since I started going to Dr. T, I've been a little skeptical about his techniques and programs. I went along with the diets mainly to please my husband and mother-in-law. However, now after 4 months, I think of Dr. T as a godsend. He's helped me turn from a PMS tag to Cinderella, and I truly believe in him and his programs now. Now, you know, it's not me. It's not what I do. It's what we do to treat what's going on inside you, because the yeast syndrome is real. It's really there. It's not in your mind. It's really in your body. It is affecting everything going on with your body. It is the way you're getting sick, and it's the way you're not getting better, because if you don't have the getting better started as a program, you're not going to get better. You're still going to be in the throes of this infection. And this infection is serious. It's real. It's there. So what is then the take-home message from reviewing the yeast syndrome today? Well, yeast, it isn't what you think it is, and it isn't where you think it is, and it doesn't affect who you think it does. In fact, the chances are at least 1 in 3 that it affects you in some way. Now, the yeast syndrome causes more visits to different medical specialists than any other medical condition, period. You want to know whether you might have yeast? Well, we'll be glad to send you an easy questionnaire and more information. Just contact us at 1-800-FIX-PAIN or get your copy of The Yeast Syndrome by me, Dr. John Trowbridge, a Bantam book available literally everywhere, any bookstore, Amazon.com, health food stores, whatever. It was one of our first books and one of our favorite books, because you know what it shares is the hope that help is really available now. Sandy from Alvin emailed to say, hey, share more details on how to reduce the usage of pain medications, both prescription and over-the-counter. So next time, we'll share with you an idea about chronic pain that you probably never thought of. You've heard us mention it before, but not in the way that we're really going to share it with you now, because we're going to show you how it really works. Today's show is dedicated to our teachers. They share their lives, their interest and concern and knowledge and skills that we might be better in our lives. Thanks to teachers from PK through graduate school for making that happen. And you know what? They do share it in the same way that Mom shared her love and care and concern for us. So we're going to have a second dedication today for moms everywhere, because they made our lives special. So in a couple of days, make theirs special too. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher, production assistants Catherine Hill and Kathy Guyon. Thanks for joining me today. Have you learned practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health? Maybe to help guide your family or your friends toward new solutions for their problems? Audio tape and CD copies of the show are available for your personal reference and to share with family and friends. Simply call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for details. What health problems are bringing you down or limiting your comfort, threatening your future? Well, share your questions by email, info@healthchoicesnow.com, or by fax, 281-540-4329, or by mail. Just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for our address, or call to talk with one of our treatment assistants and let us know what special information we might send you on the yeast syndrome or others. Receive our free e-newsletter simply by sharing your email address with us, and enjoy the free downloads available on our website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients who are feeling better right now, because they're anxious to share their successes with you in person. We're at right next door to Northeast Medical Center Hospital near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map, because we'd love to show you where better health happens. If your money or your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results, because when life is your choice, failure is not an option, and our message is to produce those healthier futures for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Friday afternoon from 1 till 2 on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.